Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brian Clutterbuck. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spears. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Surhoff moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Furman. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Spears applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bragg's moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spears bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bragg's moves to third. Francona moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears misplays the ball. That's an error on Spears. Clark moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Deer moves to third. Braggs moves to second. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 0 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Deer tags and scores. Braggs tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Snyder reaches second base with a double. O'Brien goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Allinson for a passed ball. Surhoff moves to third. Yount moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deere takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Yount scores. Deere moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Scott Bales now pitching. Dave Engel pinch hits for Terry Francona. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing first base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson bunts towards first. Engel scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spears bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sirhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Allenson to Brown, and back to O'Brien, who tags Sheffield out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Keith Atherton now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Engel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Furman moves to third. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Brown. The throw from Sirhoff and he is safe. Brown steals second. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter is walked intentionally. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder pinch runs for B.J. Surhoff. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Yount reaches second base with a double. Felder moves to third. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Deer is walked intentionally. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felder scores. Yount moves to third. Deer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.